Hey, does Monday night ever get old?
Nah, are you kidding me? Why would it? I mean, this is a chance for us to go out there and show how good of a team we can be. Going against a really good football team, obviously, in the Broncos, and you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, Peyton. And then everybody else is watching, too. So it's really cool. I always say, like, your school teachers when you were little kids are watching, people that you lost touch with that maybe still keep up with you, they're watching. So it's a chance to go out there and shine and on the national stage.
Old girlfriends.
Yeah, see? Look at me now, huh?
How many times does this make for you on Monday night? Do you have an estimate?
I have no idea. There's a couple years we weren't that good out in Kansas City, so they didn't put us on national television. But yeah, like I said, there's nothing else like playing on Monday Night Football. And it's really cool, especially you get to go against a really good football team because they usually have the key matchup that week.
You ever find yourself, when there's an elite player on the other side, you ever find yourself kind of gazing up at the scoreboard and just kind of checking out what he's doing?
Yeah, all the time. What do you mean, like if I'm playing against another good tight end on the other side? Is that what you mean? Yeah, of course. We're all fans. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I told you I wasn't a fan of the NFL. I've been watching Peyton since he came in, obviously, and I know him a little bit off the field, and we have a little friendship, so I definitely want to check him out and see how he bounces back after last week, especially he played so well last week. And I like seeing our guys on defense. I'm a fan of them. I'm a fan of John Abraham. I want to see him go out there and sack Peyton. So hopefully that's what happens.
Hey, did Coach tell y'all, hey, just go out and score on the first 8 possessions again this week?
we're not anticipating it's going to be that routine like it was last week, but our objective, as always, is to put points up, and we got a lot of talent on that side of the ball, but they're a really good defense. Got guys like Von Miller and Doomerville, so we're going to have to protect Matt in order to get the ball down the field. Champ Bailey is one of the best to ever play this game, so it's going to be a tough outing for us, but I think we're up for the challenge, and hopefully we can go out there and put some points up.
When you get in a group like that, do you try to do things to stay there?
Yeah, you when you're having that type of rhythm, you want to keep it going, but you have to be a little realistic and understand that it's not always going to be that way. And whatever is called for that game in order to be successful, last week we weren't able to run the ball the way we wanted to, and so if that's what it calls for, we have to be able to go to the run. And then if we have to pass the ball, obviously we've shown we can do that, but we got to be able to do it against a really good defense. So I think this week is going to be a tough test for us.
What does it say about the offense that you were able to put up 40 on the road in the first game, as far as just how good it can be?
I think it says a lot, but at the same time, remember Kansas City was out without their best pass rusher. So we're not going to get ahead of ourselves, and that's just one game, and that game is over. We'd like to be able to do that. We'd like to be able to go out there and score on our first 8 possessions and put up great numbers, and that's what we expect to do, honestly. I mean, we expect to go out there and put on a show and use everybody on that side of the ball. We have a lot of talented guys on that side of the ball, and it all starts with Matt, and Matt's playing really, really well, the best I've ever seen him play. So we just got to keep it going and keep him clean, keep him dry, and make sure he's able to deliver that ball down the field. We got to make the play when it's in there.
I'm always curious about routine. I mean, it seems like everybody pretty much has a routine for Sunday afternoon games or Sunday night games, if that's the case. But does your routine change a whole lot when it's when you have to wait the extra day and a half?
Basically? It's got to change, at least to a certain degree. But we've been playing night games the whole preseason, so we know how to sit around a hotel all day and try to occupy yourself and get ready for the game. So I'm sure guys I would hope that they have a routine for sitting around the hotel all day. But waiting that extra day gives us a chance to, like I said, we're football fans, so we're going to watch the rest of the league and see what they're doing, and then relax Monday and come out ready to roll on Monday night.
Do you have a special, Monday night suit? Just, the cameras are going to be there to catch y'all coming off the bus.
Nah, I'm not wearing a suit. If I can avoid wearing a suit, I will. So I wear a nice button up with some jeans.